Okay, we're ready to roll. Everything's set. Everyone's in place. Got headphones on. Mic checks are done. We have a good day today, everybody. It's day 8 here on the Daily Santa Podcast. So excited. We got another big day ahead. Ready to go, everybody? Let's go. Ready? 3, 2, and 1.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Twinkle. I am Santa's voiceover guy and your host as we count down to Christmas with 25 daily episodes. We hope that you can join us for each episode. If this is the first episode, welcome. Please go back and listen to the earlier episodes. There is so much Christmas goodness in our earlier episodes. You can subscribe on the podcast app that you are on so that you don't miss an episode. If you are listening on YouTube, again, welcome. This podcast is for you. Let's get into today's show. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. Hey Selfie, how is everything with you today?
Hi everyone, this is Selfie. Years old, put your hands up high, really, really high, like me. This is day 8. Woohoo!
You know Santa's topic for today. That's right, we are going to talk about kindness. Should be a great topic to cover here on day 8 of the podcast. Kindness can be our superpower. Selfie, who is your favorite superhero?
My superhero? Wow. I really like Papa Smurf for some reason. He's just so magical and kind. I would say Papa Smurf, but I'm an elf, so we like things like our size, elf size. Papa Smurf, yay!
Producer Dave.
So my favorite superhero? Oh, let me think. There's so many, Twinkle. I would have to say Spider-Man. I like Spider-Man because he can go from building to building, and he can go anywhere, and he can stop bad people from doing bad things. He is just so cool. I think I would love to go building to building. That would be fun. Thanks, Twinkle.
Santa, how about you? Who is your superhero?
My superhero? I'm rubbing my beard. I'm thinking very carefully. Very simple. All of my amazing elves, because they do the work that I can't do. They are super. And though they may be tiny, Selfie, they might be tiny, they are big because they work together. They are my superhero. Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to day 8.
Kendall, do you have a superhero?
Hi, Twinkle. My favorite superhero. Wow, I would like to say Superman. He started out all alone as a little boy and ended up growing up to help so many people. He is, well, super.
All these amazing superheroes have a special thing that they can do better than others can. We can also be good at something others are not always good at. Being kind. We have a full day ahead. Let's get an update from Producer Dave on how the podcast is going and some listener updates. Producer Dave, can you give us an update?
Yeah, we do have a new voice message here. Let me just dig it out. It's going to be really, really good. So this one comes from a listener. And here, I'll give you a little bit more information here as I pull it out. Yes, here it is. We have a message from Kevin in Red Deer. No, Selfie. Not reindeer. Kevin is in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. Did you guys know that Red Deer is halfway between Calgary and Edmonton? I wonder if Kevin likes hockey and what team he cheers for if he's right in the middle between these two teams. Wow. Well, here's his question. Kevin used our voice message option on our DailySantaPodcast.com website. So here we go. Here's his message.
Hi, everyone at the Daily Santa Podcast. My name is Kevin and I live in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. I have listened to every episode. I listen with my sister Emily. We both love Selfie.
Yay! That's so sweet! Thanks, Kevin! We will see you soon!
My question is, how come no planes see Santa on Christmas Eve? Thank you for playing my message on your podcast. It will be fun to hear my voice on the Daily Santa Podcast. Oh, and hi, Selfie. We love you.
So yeah, great message there, Twinkle. That's a really good question.
What a great message. We love hearing from our listeners. Okay, I'm going to jump in here and help with this question. Santa had to take a call from his elf advisory committee on the toy production process, so he will be back here with us in a moment. Santa has heard the question, and here is the answer. Santa wants everyone to remember that Santa works alongside NORAD. What's NORAD? The American and Canadian governments work together to ensure that Santa has a safe flight every Christmas Eve. NORAD stands for the North American Aerospace Defense Command. Each year, the NORAD Track Santa website receives several million unique visitors from more than 200 countries and territories around the world. Volunteers typically answer more than 130,000 calls to the NORAD Track Santa hotline from children across the globe. NORAD helps Santa with a dedicated flight path, redirecting flights out of his path, ensuring a safe and most efficient flight path for Santa. There is a special clause in every pilot's contract forbidding them from allowing passengers to see Santa during flight. You can find a link to the NORAD tracker in our show notes. It is fun to see where Santa is and follow his path. Thanks for your question, Kevin and Emily. And thanks for listening to the Daily Santa Podcast. Now that Santa is back in the studio, we are getting back to our elf normal around here. So, I have a Christmas poem to share with everyone, but this one is coming from a listener and friend of the show. Fergus lives in Waterford, Ireland. Waterford is a seaport in Southeast Ireland. Waterford is the country's oldest city. It was founded by Vikings in 914 AD and parts of its ancient walled core remain. Here is the poem that Fergus would like to share with us on the show today. Take it away, Fergus.
Hello, Daily Santa podcast listeners around the world. My name's Fergus, and I am from glorious Waterford, Ireland. Here is a poem. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. They're old, familiar carols play, and wild and sweet, the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Glad to be a part of your podcast. I hear you saying Merry Christmas, but did you know that here in Ireland we say it a wee bit differently? We say, No Leg Shona. This Irish Gaelic expression for Merry Christmas translates to Merry Christmas to you, rather than simply, Merry Christmas. Either way, this is a great time of the year to celebrate however you do. And counting down to Christmas as we are doing here on the Daily Santa podcast is a wee bit fun, would you not agree? Bye for now.
Hi everyone, this is Clara with another fun Santa fact. Did you know that Santa has his official pilot's license? Well, he does. In 1927, the American government officially issued Santa with a pilot's license. 1927, that was way before podcasts. So, officially Santa has his pilot license. I am not sure if Santa will take you out for a flight in his sleigh, but at least we know he is allowed to do so. So Santa, can I get a flight to Ecuador to visit with our listeners there? Thanks everyone, see you tomorrow.
Okay, Sophie, is this true? Did you do some stand-up comedy at a local stand-up place?
I did do some stand-up. I didn't know you found this.
You did. You did a comedy show. Okay, well, we have a clip from it.
Oh, this should be fun.
I wanted to make sure it was really you, but...
You didn't know that I do stand-up comedy when I'm not podcasting? Well, yes, here I am on a show, and I hope you like it. Here we go. Yeah, go ahead, play it. Producer Dave, this should be fun.
Okay, well, hey, let's play some of this selfie doing stand-up comedy. Here on the Daily Santa podcast, this will make you laugh. Here we go.
And now, put your mittens together and welcome to the stage. Selfie! Santa Claus's social media elf! Selfie, everyone! Yes, let's give it up for Selfie!
Great to be here with everyone! My name is Selfie! Yeah! Alright, let's get into some jokes. Ready? Why did Santa helpers go to therapy? To help their self-esteem! Yes! What do you call an elf who won't share? Elfish! What make of cars do elves drive? Toyotas! What is Santa Claus's tax status? Elf-employed! This is my favorite joke. What are elves' favorite types of photos? Elfies! Where do elves vote? At the North pole. What's the first thing elves learn in school? It is the alphabet. What do you call an elf who learns independently? They're elf taught. Yes. You are correct, sir. Yes. What is Santa's helper's favorite song? Have your elf a merry little Christmas. Yeah. What do vegetarians eat? Elf alfalfa. What do elf music fans call the king? His name is Elvis. What is Santa's helper's favorite convenience store? Seven Elf Heaven. What animal never forgets Christmas? An elephant. What is the best way to gain confidence? To believe in your elf. Why did the elf sleep in the fireplace? Because he wanted to sleep like a log. What is elf's favorite sport? Miniature golf. What currency do elves use? Jingle bells. What goes inside elves' pointy little shoes? Their mistletoes. Where do elves go to be famous? Hollywood. What is an elf's favorite type of cookie? Shortbread. Why don't elves read novels? They prefer short stories. What do you call an elf who's great in the kitchen? A short order cook. Thank you. It's been a great crowd. Catch me on the Daily Santa podcast. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophie. What a great show. That was wonderful. Catch Sophie on the Daily Santa podcast. Thank you. Good night.
Sophie, that was spectacular. You're so good at stand-up comedy. I never knew. That was fun.
Thanks, producer Dave. That was so much fun. I love telling jokes. The crowd was going crazy.
Yes. Now, Twinkle, let's go over to you for today's topic of the day, because I think we should talk about this before we end the podcast. So, Twinkle, over to you.
That was funny stuff, Selfie. Great job. Today's lesson from Santa is about kindness. We all know that germs can be bad. They can spread from one person to the next person. And soon, many people don't feel very good because of bad germs. But what if there was such a thing as a good germ? Yes, a good germ, that could spread from person to person. But instead of making people feel bad, it made people feel good. We can spread some kindness germs, leading up to Christmas. How do we do it? By sharing kindness. Kindness is like a good germ. When it spreads, it makes everyone happy. Let's think of it as a happy, good germ. Santa has a random acts of kindness challenge for us today. Santa wants us to be a shining example of kindness in our home, and with our friends. A random act of kindness is when you help someone, or do something nice and you do not expect anything back in return. Maybe you have seen your parents buy coffee in line at the drive-thru for the car behind them, or holding a door for someone at the busy store, buying food for someone that is hungry. What can you do to show some kindness today? Here are some other ways to spread the kindness germ. Be more considerate of others. Put others first. Respond in a nice way, even if people are busy and seem rude or sad, they just might be having a bad day. All of us have this kindness germ inside of us. This is the kind of germ that can help people, not like a bad germ, like a cough or cold. This germ makes others better. How can you show some kindness today? Santa is watching for great examples of kindness from everyone listening around the world. Let's be kind. Let's be somebody who makes everybody feel like a somebody.
Okay, everyone, we've had a great time here on day 8. So much fun. Day 9 is coming right around the corner tomorrow. We've learned about being kind. We've talked about our superpower, cool Spider-Man, and we've heard some jokes from Selfie at a comedy club. What is going on? So, a great show. Thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of it. Thank you to our listeners. Goodbye. Okay, yeah, if you listen to the end of the podcast, you know that we have our bloopers. And so here's some funny stuff for you. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Okay, I want to practice some jokes with everyone before we start recording. So here we go. Let's see what you think. Ready? What's brown and sticky? A stick. Nothing? Huh? Nothing? Okay, let's try this one. How about this one? When is a door not a door? When it's ajar. Nothing. I think I need to work on my jokes. Oh no. Here comes producer Dave. I gotta get back to my spot. Okay. Go back to my spot. Forget those jokes. Okay, bye.
I know a few jokes too. Here goes. Why are teddy bears never hungry? They are always stuffed. What bone will a dog never eat? A trombone. Why did the student eat his homework? Because his teacher told him it was a piece of cake. I guess, telling jokes is a lot of work. I better go practice. Wow.
Hi everyone, this is Clara. I have a joke too. What do Santa's elves drive? Minivans. Because elves are a small bunch.
Okay, so we're just finishing up the podcast. I was hoping that maybe we could talk a little bit about day 8. Wait, where is everybody? Has everybody gone home already? Am I the only one here? Hello? Hello? I think I'm the only one here. It's just you and me. So, how are you? I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow, so I'll go find everybody. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow, day 9. Bye.
Merry Christmas!